niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Kila kila omalila, leika rooselani, kua hivina niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Ahe oula, leika ilima, tua hivina niillä.
Aloha, good morning, and welcome to Nā Kai e Walu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt Takamine and Kahoʻone Panoke.
Aloha kakahiaka, everyone.
And our theme today is Aloha Festivals, because we're kicking them off today. There's a huge parade coming up here in Honolulu. It'll start in 1 hour at Ala Moana Park, down Ala Moana Boulevard, all the way through Kalakaua in Waikiki to Kapiʻolani Park, and there's a big old party there at the park all day long. So we're going to tell you about that too. And the theme this year is hula.
And to celebrate the Aloha Week, hula will feature a song that was composed by Jack Pittman in 1959 for the Aloha Week hula. So everybody put on your hula skirt and get ready. Here we go.
It's a great pleasure to be with you this Saturday on Nā Kai e Walu,
connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
Little hula folks in hula skirts, winking at the boys in aloha shirts. That's the way to do the Aloha Week hula. Around the aisle, mile by mile, take a detour in Hawaiian style. That's the way to do the Aloha Week hula. For a brand new step, you can try and match. Tutu walking in a taro patch. Oh, clap your hands, the music is grand. Do an ami ami for the boys in the band. Hey, beat that jump, dum-dee-dum. Wiggle in the middle, it's a lot of fun when you learn to do the Aloha Week hula. Little hula flirts in hula skirts, winking at the boys in aloha shirts. That's the way to do the Aloha Week hula. Around the aisle, mile by mile, take a detour in Hawaiian style. That's the way to do the Aloha Week hula. For a brand new step, you can try and match. Tutu walking in a taro patch. Oh, clap your hands, the music is great. Do an ami ami for the boys in the band. Hey, that jump, dum dee dum. Wiggle in the middle, it's a lot of fun when you learn to do the Aloha Week hula. That's the way to do the Aloha Week hula.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nā Kai e Walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Pa pono e huli.
Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Beautiful Saturday morning. Thank you so much for spending it with us here at Nakai Evalu here on Oahu. You might have noticed if you're driving around town, we got a parade going on. It's going to start at 9 o'clock today, going all the way from Alamoana Park down to Kapi'olani Park. It'll probably last till noon, so if you are driving around, want to keep that in mind. It's going to affect the traffic. All right, Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt Takamine and Kaho'one Panoke.
Aloha Kakahiaka, and you know, this year's Aloha Week Festival is 62 years old. It is the oldest and largest Hawaiian cultural statewide celebration in the United States. What is known today as Aloha Festivals was created in 1946 as Aloha Week, a cultural celebration of Hawaii's music, dance, and history intended to perpetuate our unique traditions. A group of former JCs known as the JCs Old Timers of Hawaii had the vision to create a public celebration to honor Hawaii's cosmopolitan heritage, yet created a celebration which has itself become a statewide tradition. Aloha Festivals has grown over the past 61 years to encompass over 100 events on six islands spanning a two-month period. For this reason, Aloha Week became Aloha Festivals in 1991. It has become a celebration of our Hawaiian culture, integrated into the culture our many island traditions and customs of each of the Hawaiian islands. And to make this all happen, thousands of volunteers labor together each year to stage the events, which are attended statewide by nearly a million people. So it's quite a history for Aloha Week. And actually, the idea of Aloha Week was created in 1946, but the records reflect that the first Aloha Week celebration was celebrated in 1947.
I wonder what that was like.
Ooh, must have been very interesting. And I remember my grandparents saying about Aloha Week, you know, they didn't have all these beautiful floral floats that we have today, but they were on the pickup trucks, and all the different dance groups from various communities would participate in Aloha Week. And that was the whole idea, was to get the community out and to share our culture. And that really is the mission of Aloha Festivals, is to foster the Aloha spirit through the perpetuation of the Hawaiian culture and the celebration of the diverse customs and traditions of Hawaii. So I think that with the mission,
with the purpose. It's all happening. It's been happening for 62 years. Although this year we got a little scared because, you know, some of the funding didn't come through. But the bottom line is there is a parade that's going to be starting in 1 hour today at 9 o'clock, the 62nd Annual Aloha Week Festival Parade. And actually, this year's theme is hula, the art of Hawaiian dance. And what a, you know, great theme to have at this special time of the year where a lot of the halau will be featured in the parade and doing various styles of hula. And it's, I think, very befitting of our islands to be able to celebrate the hula and the art of Hawaiian dance.
And we hope to bring you some of the color in the upcoming moments of the program here, as well as more great Hawaiian music mixed in with just all the music you need for your Saturday morning. So thanks for being with us. You're with Nakai Evalu, the eight C's connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mother of the sea. social channels. You're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Once I thought she'd really need me. All those silly games were really hurting too. For you, I'd chase a rainbow. When our eyes met, the moon was full. Along the shore, just me and you and a starry sky. Wish I could sleep without you, but sleep brings back the memories of falling in
Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. So happy to be with you on a Saturday morning. The Aloha Festival's parade is starting up at 9 o'clock from Ala Moana Park. Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt Takamine, Ka Ho'one Panoke, and we'll be telling you about the events on every island. We'll be starting with Oahu, moving over to Hawaii Island, Kauai, Maui, and Lana'i, and then we'll tell you all about what's happening at Kapi'olani Park all day long. Now, we're expecting the parade to last till about noon, and I think they're probably getting ready for that right now.
They're probably all getting ready. They were up very, very early this morning. Horses had to be prepped. Their leis had been made a few days ago. I know there are many, many hands that are needed to prepare for the parade. So you've got all your pa'u riders that are being strapped in. And have you ever been wrapped up in a pa'u?
No, I haven't.
Yards and yards of fabric. And if they do it traditional style, they use kukui nuts to twist and wrap and tuck in. And if it's too tight, it's really sore.
And you sit up straight.
Sit up straight riding on your horse. You've got to practice for a long time.
And you know the cost these days of renting these horses, I was shocked to learn about the how much it costs for each pa'u unit. I mean,
and all the rehearsals.
You're talking about thousands of dollars that goes into this expense of preparation and getting the horse, and then they have to practice with the horse for so many weeks so that the horse gets accustomed. So, I mean, it's really a big production that goes on.
Super commitment.
And, Tony Lee this year is the parade chairwoman.
She just stepped in
She just stepped
charge.
In and took
Thank
it over.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Mahalo, Tony. Great job. And she tells me that this year is the largest parade for Aloha Week with 184 entry participants. that
leave it to Tony.
Yeah. I'm sure there's be civic clubs well represented there and other organizations. The bands are getting ready. Gosh, the halau that's getting ready.
Halau hula. So there are several halau hula that are participating, and I know they help to decorate their float, their trucks, or however some of them are marching, I think.
Every night this past week.
Yes, it's been quite a production.
So you know what this all goes to show, ladies, is that no matter what, yeah, even if there's a shortage of money or whatever the problems occur,
Our community will pull together
because there's no way that we're going to let Aloha Festivals go. Not at all. We need to have Aloha Festivals. We need to have the Kamehameha Day celebration. We need to have the Prince Kuhio celebration because these are the three signature events that were decided upon by our state legislature.
And together we'll pull it together.
And together, yes.
So grab your breakfast, take it down to the parade route, and enjoy the parade today. Starts at 9 o'clock, Ala Moana Park, down Ala Moana Boulevard, to Kalakaua, all the way to Kapi'olani Park. It starts at 9, and we'll see you there. We'll be there with you, providing the music that takes you right down to the parade route. So stick with us. We're going to look at all the Oahu activities next, here on Nakaiewalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your 4-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Canine Advantix provides gentle, effective protection against disease-spreading pests, so you know they're protected wherever they go. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase today.
Yeah, there may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion creeps tonight. With Advantix, the fleas don't bite him. The lion feels all right.
Advantix provides gentle, effective flea protection that works fast. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase and keep your pets
free.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hawkers, check out the waves. The baga is big.
Be my canalu, pee my canalu, kailohe ia mai oa. one born. They're not going to mind if I borrow this one. I'm just going to take them. I'm going to bring them back.
Surfing on the side, we're gonna be Fijian Mike kicking up the drive. We're gonna Sean and John kicking up my vibe.
That's my cousins too. Because I need money for my boy. What you mean how good I is? I'm Hawaiian. I'm the basis. Better than boy. Better than P. Hula here surf. Only with B.
Aloha. Aloha Festivals is our theme today. We're kicking it all off on Nakai Evalu here on the Visionary Radio Network. Happy Saturday morning. Noe Tanigawa, Vicky Holt Takamine here, and Kahoone Panoke.
You know, today is the floral parade, but actually Aloha Week started on Thursday with the Royal Court Investiture that was held at the Hilton Hawaiian Village, and it was just beautiful because that Royal Court Investiture, they did the traditional chant and hula, which highlighted the annual event. And that's when the ali'i that are selected to reign over Aloha Week are presented with all of their royal symbols of reign during ceremonies. And this was held on the grounds of the Hilton Hawaiian Village. Then following that, they went over to Iolani Palace, where they had a ceremony that marks the official beginning of the 2008 Aloha Festivals event on Oahu. Again, traditional hula and chant introduced our Oahu Royal Court on the grounds of this beautiful and stately Iolani Palace. And then last night was Ho'olaulea. And that was fabulous on Kalakaua Avenue between Lures and Kapahulu Avenues. So and then today is starting the Aloha Week Parade. And that's going to be from Kalakaua to Ala Moana Park to Kapi'olani Park. And, you know, of course, they'd have all kinds of pa'u units, bands, halau, floats, everything. And the great part about this event, the parade, is that it is going to end at Kapi'olani Park with the Hapa'haole Hula Festival produced by Pa'i Foundation.
So we're going to talk about the Hapa'haole Hula and Music Festival and Competition a little bit later in the show. But tomorrow, third annual ukulele contest, Sunday, September 14th, 10 a.m., Aloha Tower Marketplace Center Stage. So I think that we should all pick up our ukulele and practice hard. What song are you playing?
I'm going to play Do the Hula.
On your ukulele.
On my ukulele, yeah.
And hula at the same time.
Hula and dance at the same time.
And
with
dance
one
at
hand.
The same time. The hula is okay. Ukulele, I don't know. Keiki Ho'olaulea is going to be at towards the end of the month, Saturday, September 20th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Pearl Ridge Shopping Center. So that's going to probably wrap up the Oahu activities, and we'll be back to tell you a little bit more about what's happening on Hawaii Island today, too.
Right, Hawaii Island and Kauai events coming right up. On Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
kapuaga a olu palaku ei niki niki ahi ahi kahomea o paniolo
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai...
I found a way to see the beauty in passing days. Flowers that impale my love. Moments that some morning hero. Loving under a waterfall. In this land I found a way to feel the beauty of passing days. Rainbow's jewels of a misty crown. Craters covered with a silken gown. Stars had always shone so bright, scattered throughout the lovely night. Where true love befell my soul, true love that came upon a grassy knoll.
Scattered throughout the lovely night. Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. Saturday mornings, 8 to 10. It's always here on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with you. Kaho'one panoke. And Vicky Holt Takamine.
Aloha. We're going to Hawaii Island to celebrate the Alohui festivals today. While we're having our parade here on the island of Oahu, they're celebrating in Waimea with their very special and their own brand of Paniolo parade. And Ho'olauleʻa celebrates the community's cowboy and ranching heritage. That was a wonderful ranching community and cowboys, you know, Ikua Purdy, all of them that won the rodeo in Wyoming. But the Paniolo people in Waimea are celebrating today Aloha Week festivals.
You know what, Vicky? It just came to me that this year is also the year of the Paniolo.
Hey, that's right.
With Dr. Bergman and that group from Waimea, they're going to a convention, and some of them are going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So it's the parade is very appropriate to what's happening here in Hawaii and how Hawaii is honoring our Paniolo.
Well, they celebrate the Paniolo all year round in Waimea.
Yes.
So if any time you want to go up, you find real cowboys working the ranches up there. On the 18th is a Hula Mai Kaua, a Hawaii hula competition, a special romantic hula event in which couples express their love and cherishing of one another through song and dance. It's a Palua style, yeah, couples. That's going to be at the Luau Garden at the Outrigger Keauho Beach Resort in Kona from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the 18th. Of September.
That'll make a nice event there.
I know. How better to celebrate hula?
The hula.
Following that, on the 25th of September, is the Kupuna Hula Festival. That's going to be the most fun. You have all the Kupuna, I would not say we're older hula dancers. I'm in that Kupuna category. I think they're most experienced and talented of the hula dancers.
Some of the naughtiest hulas, I'm telling you, are from the Kupuna.
They're kolohe. Yes. So that's happening on the 25th at the Sheraton Keauho Bay Resort. And then the Hehali Aloha No Queen Liliʻuokalani Festival is on the 28th, and which celebrates the birthday of Hawaii's beloved Queen Liliʻuokalani on the island of Hawaii. It's the last reigning monarch of Hawaii. It's held in the beautiful surroundings of Queen's historical namesake, the Japanese Style Gardens, which is interesting to me, in central Hilo. Hula performances by many, many halau hula will be there to also celebrate the art of hula as part of the Aloha Week festivities. Coming up soon with Noe, we're going to the island of Kauai, where we find out what's happening on that island for the Aloha Week festivities as well.
Nakai e Walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Alama pono kokino. I'm gonna get you, yeah. Ha in the mai kapuana. Oh, luckily a paha. Make up one.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. We're taking a look at Aloha Festival's events today, and we just heard that on Hawaii Island at 10 o'clock, the Paniolo Parade is starting up there in Waimea. It's going down Main Street, and there's a big ho'olalea plan there with entertainment and crafts. Here on Oahu, the parade is going to be starting up very soon, in about 5 minutes or so, there at Ala Moana Park. It's the Aloha Festival's Floral Parade. So we really hope that you'll be able to get down there, see it go past, down Kalakaua, over to Kapi'olani Park, where the Hapa'ale Hula Festival's coming up, and that'll last until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. More on that coming up, too. Next, we'll head over to the island of Kauai, see what's going on there. Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work, and at play. We're in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibroTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info, it's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive, the all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign-up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen, would you like a bite of my halpia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's halpia pie, made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Na Kai e Walu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine.
Funny how the times can change as fast as we can run. Sad to say we had to part when the fun has just begun. Good morning, from the dark to the dawning. Good night and good morning. Good night and good morning. Morning, morning.
Can't believe that I'm in love and you're the only one. I can hear a song of love. When the music's over and we finally walk away, we can walk together. We can say good night and good morning. Good night and good morning.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine here every Saturday morning, 8 to 10 on the Visionary Radio Network. Aloha Festivals is the theme today, and there's a lot going on Kauai. They got their Sunday services going on tomorrow. The Royal Court will be there, 10 a.m. Traditional Hawaiian services at the Kapa'a First Hawaiian Church. And come the 20th, the Kauai Aloha Festival's first annual Ho'olalea. It's going to be at Nauiliwili Park there in Lihue from 11 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. So that's going to be a good one. Entertainment, food, music. I think you're going to like it. And one of the best events on Kauai, the 24th annual Kauai Mokihana Festival is coming up September 26th. Of course, the Royal Court is going to be there and everything.
And you know, Noe, that festival was started by my classmate and hula brother Nathan Kahikolu Kalama.
Right.
And he's organized it and for 24 years has produced that event. For many years, I served as a judge at the Kauai Mokihana Festival. And so I was a part of its history in watching it grow from one or two halaus to the number of halau that come in to participate. Not only from Kauai, is how it started was just Kauai halau only. But now they have halau that comes from Oahu, from Maui, from Molokai, from Japan, and even from the continental United States. So, I mean, Kauai Mokihana Festival is a perfect venue for Aloha Week to be a part of and in the celebration of hula this year.
Terrific.
Don't they also have a composer?
Yes.
Composition?
Throughout the week, Nathan has it all scheduled for a number of years that the competition has been going on. And it's amazing, the beautiful songs that are composed just for that competition.
All right, the Mokihana Festival, September 26th. They're on Kauai at the War Memorial Convention Hall. Neighbor Islands, if you're listening, you hear an event you want to find out more about, call your Hawaii Visitors Bureau on each island and you will find out more. Next, we're going to be talking about everything that's going on in Maui County as well as on Lanai. So stay with us. Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Why do you like that?
Oh, no. My hello.
Oh, human hope. Human hope, boy. Human hope.
All right. Broadcasting statewide. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Did I ever see how I feel about you? Did I never find that easy to do? Things that you do, no need to be heard. I know your actions, babe, be louder than a word. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to suck. When you're empty, I'll fill you up, drink it down till the sun comes up. I'm heading north like a steaming train, foot to the floor in a driving rain. My head is aching, my mouth is dry. I've got a thirst that only you can satisfy. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to suck. When you're empty, I'll fill you up, drink it down till the sun comes up. I'm heading home like a steaming train, to the floor in the driving rain. My head is aching and my mouth is dry. I've got a thirst that only you can satisfy. I've got the bottle, bring me a gun, pop the cork and try to suck. When you're empty, I'll fill you up, drink it down till the sun comes up.
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Emuani ke Allah,
For the Charles Lindbergh Estate in Kipahulu on the island of Maui. Such a beautiful place to be. The mountain range, the smell of lipoa, and the inviting home in the calm. As my brother Hoku writes, Ka'i'ini pou'ole akamakemake. This is a place that leaves you, always wanting to return.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine, every Saturday morning, 8 to 10 on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with Kaho'one Panoke and Vicky Holt Takamine.
Aloha kako, everyone. We're going to the island of Maui. They have just started their first event last night with the 7th annual Richard Ho'opi'i Leo Ki'e Ki'e contest. But Hana Maui does Aloha Week in a very, very different and unique way. And they're not starting till October 11th. But their parade or opening ceremonies and parade starts in Hana Town at the Hana Ballpark. The next day, October 12th, Sunday, you have a fishing tournament, a kids' play day, afternoon games. The next day, they have sports day. They still have more sports days on Tuesday, and including keiki, Mu'u Mu'u and Aloha Shirt Contest.
Oh, what a cute.
It's the best.
Everybody's going to turn out.
Then, on Wednesday, there's a family talent show.
I wonder if that's a family talent show.
And Thursday, they have Makahiki Games, Hawaiian sports games. All in Hana.
I think you want to go over there for the week.
Yes.
They got the best lineup in Hana.
They got the best lineup. And then Thursday evening, the Hawaiian night presentation of the Royal Court with the poke contest, cultural song and dance. Maybe it's poke dancing.
I think it's poke dancing, yeah.
We don't know, but we're going to have to go and experience. I think we'll all have to go to Hana. Well, I was just thinking this year. Why wait? Friday, October 17th, this is what I want to go for. 1 p.m., the Pupule Pasture Golf.
Mm. All in Hana.
All in Hana. And they finish everything up on Saturday, October 18th, with a luau.
Want to be at that luau. You know the mea'ai is going to be ono loa.
Well, you know, they don't have as many people over here as we do have at our Aloha Wake Parade. Can you imagine all of us sitting down at a luau?
Yes.
Love Hana. Yes, but Molokai is not going to be left out. They're going to do everything on one day, Saturday, October 4th. Hele Mai, come help Molokai celebrate its 50th year of what is known as the Festivals of Aloha. The crowning glory of the event is Molokai's Royal Court for 2008 at the Mitchell Pau'ole Center from 4 to 10:30 p.m.
You know, I remember one year my father was with the JCs and he was in charge of one part of the Aloha Week festivities, and then my mother was in charge of another part. And as a little boy, I went along with them, and you know, it was very interesting. And that was my introduction to Aloha Week on the island of Molokai.
And your parents pitching in, huh?
Yes.
That's how it's done. And Lana'i, we're not forgetting about you. Saturday, October 25th, there's a parade from Iwiʻole to Lana'i City, the town square right there. The parade's going to start at 9 o'clock. And then starting from 11, Ho'olalea at the Dole Park. That goes until 5 o'clock. So everybody's going to be there. Your own Lana'i 2008 Royal Court will be there. And there's going to be food and entertainment. All the islands, we've covered your events for Aloha Week. If you heard something, you just want to get a little more information, if you're on the neighbor islands, you contact your Hawaii Visitors Bureau on each separate island. You'll get your information. Here on Oahu, you can check alohafestivals.org for more of what's happening on Oahu. Ready?
And the parade is just rolling out of the park here on Oahu.
The 62nd annual parade.
Tuck your feet in because the police are coming on their motorcycle.
And don't forget, watch for the pooper scoopers.
They're all going to be decorated. So let's take a vote on who has the best pooper scooper. I think there is a contest that
should be.
Yes. Okay. I want to make sure that they're all around the bandstand because we're going to have our Hapa'olihula Festival at the bandstand and all those horses are going to be in that parking lot.
More on that coming up here on Nakai Evalu and the Visionary Radio Network.
Kaʻina kai noa, o huala lai eia, e kuini o ke kai o, ka paki pika eia. O e ka urua, a o ka moana eia, a ka lava ia a eri, a maunei eia. O o ka mo I ke awa, a o hono lulu eia, Hau o lina, a mali hini eia. Haina kainoa, o hualalai eia, e kuini o ke kai o, ka paki pika eia. Aina kai noa, o huala lai eia, e kuini o ke kai o, ka paki pika eia. Aina kai noa, o huala lai eia, e kuini o ke kai o, ka paki pika eia.
Nakai Evalu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Aloha and good morning. Thanks for spending Saturday morning with us here. And if you're just waking up, we've got a parade going on here on Oahu, you know. We've got the Aloha Festival's Floral Parade heading down Ala Moana Boulevard from Ala Moana Park, down Kalakaua all the way to Kapi'olani Park, where there's a big old party the rest of the day. It's the Hapa'olihula Festival there at Kapi'olani Park till 4 o'clock. So you know traffic's going to be affected all along the route to the park. We'll have details on the Hapa'olihula Festival coming up and a new addition to Nakai Evalu and Olelo No'eau. This time on the theme of Aloha Festivals, the hula. Right, Kahone?
Yes, and the Olelo No'eau is A'ohe paukaike I ka halau hula o'okai.
Any idea what that means? You'll know. We'll tell you in just a few minutes here. Coming up on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood. and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Let us lift it, let us load it, we can truck it anywhere. Let us handle it or store it, we ship it all with care.
When you need storage space, you want to know your belongings will be where you put them, in the same condition you left them. You want a company that specializes in safe, secure storage. You want Island Movers, Hawaii's number one moving and storage specialist. From planning to packing, from shipping to delivery, and yes, for storage too, you can count on Island Movers. For your free estimate, call 832-4000. That's 832-4000. Down the street or around the world, when you need to move, call Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Moving is more than a business, it's our responsibility. Island Movers, Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You're going to break something out.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool? We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality child care prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit HawaiiKeiki.org. That's HawaiiKeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
Our ad guy suggested we audition a bunch of frogs to help us talk about our workers' comp insurance. About Hemic's superior value.
Next!
But we still haven't found one that can tell you about Hemic's great safety programs, return to work, fraud prevention, and other services that protect workers and save employers money.
Thank you.
You know, we haven't even gotten a Hemic out of the little guys.
Next.
Maybe we should change our name to Rivet.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
For most businesses in Hawaii, there's only one word to remember for workers' comp insurance. What was that?
He said Hemic, Mr. Dove.
Okay. One word that tells employers they're getting the most value for their workers' compensation dollar. Service that protects workers and saves employers money. That was supposed to be Hemic?
I thought that one sounded good enough.
Well, good enough isn't good enough at Hemic.
All right, bring in the other frog.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
He ku aloha e.
Oh, hey, Allah.
ku aloha e.
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Aloha Festivals, our theme today, and the theme for the festivals this year is the hula.
And so part of the event is the Hapahaole Hula Festival at Kapi'olani Park Bandstand right after the parade. We're going to have arts and crafts and vendors, but to kick off our event, the Alohui Court has agreed to, you know, get off the float and make an appearance at the festival. So we haven't talked about this earlier, Kahoʻani. Who are our distinguished Alohui Court members?
Our 2008 court members are the King Wyatt Kamalulani Kahapea, and the Queen this year is Tracy Lokelani Keliʻiho Omalu. Now the Prince is Justy Keikili'i Onalani Kalili Moku, and the Princess is Ululani Kahikina. Court members are selected by a special committee, and they must be at least part Hawaiian.
My mother was a Lahui queen,
yes,
in 1963.
You have pictures, I bet.
I do. And it was a fabulous court. Mikey Ayu Lake was the court director. She was in charge of the court. And her king was Carl Hanohano. And all of his brothers were attendants. It's just a beautiful event. So I have much aloha for the Alohui Court. Right after the Alohui Court makes their appearance, we're going to have Halau Hula, past winners of Hapahaole Hula events. And it's all going to be emceed by our very own Harry B. Soria, who knows so much about that period.
He's a walking encyclopedia
of Hapahaole stuff, yes. And we're going to feature the Nahoku Hanohano Award winner, Natalie Ai Kamau, with her husband, Iolani Kamau.
Oh, how beautiful. And that both of them come from a family of hula.
It's all
at
about the hula.
How great. It's going to be an exciting day then.
It'll be fun. So get out your
hula
skirts.
And are we having Tutu's Ono Shave Ice?
Tutu's Ono Shave Ice.
I got to tell you folks about Tutu's Ono Shave
Ice. What's so good about it?
My favorite is strawberry and lihimoi. And you know what? They make that shave ice so delicious, and lots of it. And they're not afraid to pour the syrup either. So if you want some real Ono Shave Ice, come to the Hapahaole Hula Festival at Kapi'olani Park. Today.
Till 4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock. Before today. 4 o'clock.
Right after the parade.
Ice. Right. They're going to need it. It's hot today.
Hula is the theme of the Aloha Festivals, and we're celebrating the Aloha Festivals today. Coming up, our Olelo no Eau on Nakai Evalu here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Make a bad day feel real nice. I'm flashing back all over. salmon, peepee, kaula, extra large, lily koi, squid, a chicken, luau, don't forget the lau lau, beef or tripe stew, just to name a few. Oh yeah.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt Takamine and Kahoone Panoke.
Aloha, everyone. Today's Olelo Noeau a ohe pau kaike kahala hula ho'okahi is a great Olelo Noeau because it certainly works in with the theme of hula today, and it literally means that all knowledge of the hula is not learned from one house.
I teach hula, and the way I teach hula is the way my students will practice their hula. It's not the only way to teach hula. It's not the only mana'o that we share. So you have a certain skill. You have certain beliefs in hula.
Yes.
Doesn't all your kumu
taught differently? My kumu, Auntie Nona Beamer.
My kumu was Mike Kiayu Lake. We have different styles of hula that are passed down from generations to generations.
But you know, that's what makes the hula so exciting. And I saw this at the Onipa'a event that we had last week. And to see four halau that really come from the same hula genealogy, same lineage, to see them all performing together, it was thrilling to see this. And it was from the graduates of Auntie Mikey. Vicky Halaupua Ali'i Lima, Mohala Halau Mohala Ilima, Mapuana D. Silva, Halau Ikave Kio with Michael Kasupang and Vito Baker, and Lena Ala Kalamahaini with Napua Oliko Lehua.
Napua Le
Oliko Lehua. To see these four halau perform our Hula Pahu trilogy was just exciting, Vicky.
Well, Ala studied with Uncle Joe as well, Kahauli Liu, and Auntie Vicky Rodriguez, as well as Mikey Ayu Lake. So her hula would be a little elements of both of all of her teachers.
It's so beautiful to think about that in terms of hula, because I'm afraid probably the English version of that would be there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah.
Well, but what is it again? Well, it's beautiful to think about that meaning in terms of hula. Thank you so much for pulling that together. You too, Vicky Holt Takamine, Kahone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here with you on Nakai Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine, every Saturday morning from 8 till 10 here on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa with Kahone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, we'd like to thank you so much for joining us. Nakai Evalu airs statewide on today's Kumu, 94.7 here on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Today, the spirit of Aloha Festivals, celebrating diversity, perpetuating Hawaiian culture, and nurturing the Aloha spirit in all of ourselves. If you'd want to find out more on the neighbor islands, you contact your own Hawaii Visitors Bureau on your island. Here on Oahu, it's online at alohafestivals.org.
You know, it's been a great day. The parade is going on right now, and all those beautiful floats are coming down Kalakaua Avenue, and also the wonderful bands that are held and the different decorated cars. So it's an exciting 62nd annual Aloha Week Parade with the theme being hula. So we hope that you'll enjoy the parade today, and we'll stay tuned for and we'll talk to you next week.
And I have to run down to the end of the parade to the Kapi'olani Park Dance Stand really quickly for the Hapa'olani Hula Festival.
We both have to be out of here real quickly.
But we want to share this last thought that was from King David Kalākaua. And he said, hula is the language of the heart and therefore the heartbeat of the Hawaiian people. Mahalo for joining us today. Have a wonderful Aloha Week festivities on your island. We'll see you again next week. Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Until next week, ahui ho. Nakai Evalu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word-of-mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Player.
Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Player, yeah.
A little friendly competition never hurt anybody. Unless that anybody happens to be the person you're covering.
Bring the pain!
Hands, no. Blazing speed, no. Unresolved anger after being cut from the football team 17 years ago? Big time.
I
still have issues.
When it comes to two-hand touch, you leave it all out on the field. Your blood, your sweat, your dignity.
Dignity is overrated.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, backyard bruiser. The way you play the game will always leave us in stitches.
Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Play.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by Delta Airlines and CGI.